in conjunction with the solar kill shot, these extreme flares that we're about to get hit with too, you've got to do more than take simple precautions. It's no longer any curiosity to us as remote viewers why we've never established or been able to discern survival zones in the American Midwest and proper. And now it's apparent that we've got this thing that's coming on top of this kill shot. And I want to make sure before we leave tonight that at least I give your listeners some of the regional data that in terms of survival.
Sure.
In between now and the end of 2013, where you're either dead or alive in many parts of North America, some accurate information that we've established as a team and as professionals over the years. Well, where to go and where not to go.
If you plan properly and you thank God you're not in that area near the epicenter, you can get out of this.
Yes. You not only can get out of it, but you can actually maintain some type of a quality of life with you and your family. I would like to talk about those parameters.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. The first thing is, area. Over the years, I've talked about areas. By the way, that Callaway plant, the Callaway nuclear power plant, it takes its cooling water from the Missouri River, but that's a few miles away.
Yes, it is.
So anything can go wrong in terms of getting coolant to that plant. And the pipes have already corroded and ruptured there once, so it's not a good place to be. In North America, I'm not going to address the Southern Hemisphere. I'm not going to address Europe or Asia. I just want to talk about the Northern Hemisphere, Canada and the U.S.
Okay? All right. Go ahead.
All right. Where you don't want to be, and all of the parameters we've talked about in your show before too. You're going to need food, fish in streams, grow your own food, hydroponics.
Have some water.
You have to have water. That's number one. It's got to be fresh water too. A lot of aquifers are going to change, and wells will dry up, and those kinds of things. So, we allow the global mind to adjudicate those things for us. It's the master problem solver. It can parallel process all kinds of a myriad of things that, in terms of survival, and tell us as individuals where to go in times ahead. Canada. Let's start with Canada. Anywhere to the west of the Rockies, you're on shaky ground. You get over to Vancouver and places like that, you're lucky if you can make it through the water that's going to hit you. Same thing with Seattle, too. Saskatchewan and Manitoba, yes. North or south. I'm generally speaking.
Yeah, but are you saying that everybody in Seattle pick up and leave?
I'm saying that you play the game and you take your chances. Obviously, old people who have been in their homes for 60 years, they can't pick up and leave. They can't do it. We're talking.
I would say 98% of the people can't leave. They're stuck there.
No, no, not 98%. I'd say maybe 80, but not 98.
Well, that's still a huge percent.
I'm only talking to I can either tell you this or not.
No, I want you to tell me.
Okay. Alberta, Saskatchewan.
Well, you're a fighter, aren't you?
Yeah. Alberta, Saskatchewan, too. Anything east of eastern Manitoba? No. So there we have Canada. All right? Plenty of fresh water. Plenty of all the reason, of course, you have plenty of fresh water in most of BC, British Columbia, mm-hmm. for instance, and beautiful land and things like that, too. But unfortunately, they're going to be subject to extreme seismic and wave action, so that we know.
All right.
And before I go any further about the continental U.S., I'd like to say that even if you have, and we're not talking bunker mentality here, I'm going to in a moment. Even if you've got fresh water and plenty of food and all of that, at one point a point's going to be reached, and we're talking long periods of time here too. It's going to be a long time before things come back to normal, and they never will be normal as we knew it before, status quo pro ante on this planet. But a point's going to be reached where you're going to need other people. You cannot really survive at that long without other people. People need people. You have to work together. Right now, there are many small communities that are off the grid, and they're very quiet. All over North America, they're very quiet. They have to be quiet because these sanctuaries, these enclaves of these type of people, if others find out about them, the others may not be of the same mentality, if you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, good. The bunker mentality, folks, is great. And if you're in the cities, you have to have a bunker mentality. Plenty of ammo and all that, escape from L.A., that kind of thing. But if you're in these enclaves, all of your resources need to be on providing food and sustenance and medical care for your families and friends. If you have to guard a perimeter and spend all your time securing a border, then it takes away from all these survival activities. But that's what you have to do if you're in metropolitan areas. So let's continue on to North America.
Okay.
The coast, both coasts, no. You can't be near the coast, but for two reasons. One, because of the wave action, because of the population densities. There's no food on the shelves, those kind of things, too. People don't grow their own food on the coast. They go shopping. And everybody can see, if you're online, just go take a look at the shopping, the supermarkets in Tokyo right now. You'll understand what I mean. Everybody knows that, too. So there are no survival zone. There are no true survival zones in California. There are some in western or eastern Oregon. And I told you about the Midwest. There's nothing there. However, in the Pacific Northwest, there are several butted up against the Canadian border. Interestingly, in the American Southwest, Arizona and parts of New Mexico, there are survival zones too. None in Texas, none in the Gulf states. Interestingly, there's some very, very fine survival points in the Appalachian Mountains, especially in the southern portion, particularly on the believe it or not, on the eastern side, please take note of this, of the Appalachians, too. There are none in the American Northeast.
None.
There are a couple to the west of the Great to the west of the Great Lakes in the U.S. too. If you're an American citizen and you try to go to Saskatchewan, Alberta, when the stuff hits the fan, you're going to be kicked out because you're not a Canadian citizen. So there are some practical considerations as well. But for most of us, we're SOL. You can email me if you don't know what that means.
They know what that means, Edward.
Yeah. We're really screwed.
They've been doing some earthquake drills in Illinois. They're getting ready for something.
Yeah, George, you know, there's a lot of the scientific community that knows what's going down.